Now, in verses 18 through 20 here, he mentions that all the offerings are to be made on this day, the day of Pentecost. Ye shall offer with the bread 7 lambs without blemish, and the meal offering, and the drink offering, and the peace offering, and the sin offering, all are to be offered. All the offerings are to be made at this time. You see, all that Christ is and all that he has done, all of that have been made over to the church today. And believers can draw on him for everything. You can come to him for salvation, first of all. You can come to him for help. You can come to him for mercy. You can come to him for sympathy, for comfort. You can come to him in all the situations of life. All the offerings were made at this time. May I say that it's interesting how the Lord, in these pictures, is giving to you and me some of the greatest truths in picture form, actually, and not in cold philosophical terms, or cold theological terms. Now, verse 21, "And ye shall proclaim on the selfsame day that it may be a holy convocation unto you. Ye shall do no servile work therein. It shall be a statute forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations." You see, they were to rest on the day and to cease from their own works. And that's what you and I are to do when we come to Christ. It's not by works of righteousness which we've done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration, renewing of the Holy Spirit. That's Titus 3:5. Now in verse 22 he says, "And when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not make clean riddance of the corners of the field when thou reapest, neither shalt thou gather any gleanings of thy harvest. Thou shalt leave them unto the poor and to the stranger. I am the Lord your God." Now this holy day was adapted to the land, and in the midst of the celebration, they were to remember the poor and the stranger. Very frankly, that is the practical side of the work of the church today and of believers. We've been saved by grace. We should attempt to get out to folk the Word of God and attempt to be helpful to them. I do not believe the church has any right to engage in any social service, however, in which they do not present the gospel. Sometimes our missions are criticized because they make the man come in and listen to a gospel message and then feed them. And somebody says, oh, they ought not to do that. May I say to you, they ought to do that, in spite of the fact that a lot of these that are professional bums that go around and they make all the missions, they know them, of course, but they do reach people that way. After all, it's pretty hard to get a man interested who has an empty stomach unless you're going to feed him, by the way. James has something to say about that. Now, this looks forward also to the harvest at the end of the age after the first fruits are all gathered, you see, when God will remember the Gentiles. You see, James says, "Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures." In other words, James is saying that the early church, all Jewish, was a first fruits, and that there's coming along a great company. Now he says again, our Lord, in Matthew 13, he says, "The field is the world, the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, or the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels." Now this has to do at the judgment, at the end of the age. Actually, we say that today we need reapers to help in the harvest. That actually is not the business of the church to reap. Our business today is to sow. We are to sow the seed. Spirit of God does the reaping. And we're told here that for the judgment, why, the angels are sent forth. Angels are not even connected with the rapture in any way whatsoever. That actually is not to be thought of. in connection with this. We read in Isaiah 42:1, "Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles." You see, this is a judgment that is coming.